You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's summer, and it's another season of Hello Pine Knob. Welcome back. I'm Gary Graff, and for a third year, we are going to be spending the summer talking about Pine Knob, the Pine Knob Music Theater, which we all know and love, in its 52nd season, and we're ready to have a blast. We're out here. Today is Media Day at Pine Knob, and we're looking around some of the new things, some of the old things. With 47 shows coming up this summer, we have a lot to talk about, and we have a lot to talk about with Howard Handler, the president of 313 Presents, who I see is here with his lawn chair with, I think, is that a full case of suntan lotion you've got with you, or...
I've got my Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I've got my Lay's potato chips. I'm ready to go.
We have started a GoFundMe for Howard's bail money campaign this summer. But no, in all seriousness, Howard, congratulations on the beginning of another great year. It actually has started already. Beginning of May, you had the Sasanta show, Maynard James Keenan from Tool's 60th birthday party. Is that something that it was kind of what you would call in most industries a soft opening? Was that helpful to kind of, you know, open the doors, shake the dust off, and get ready for what's now going to be the onslaught of the summer?
Yeah, opening up May 2nd is a little bit early for us, but you have a few hundred people that the minute that the weather starts to thaw a little bit are very hard at work getting the venue ready. And if anything, it just kind of accelerated things and allowed us to kind of stretch out. But coming up May 22nd, Neil Young and Crazy Horse is going to tear the whole thing open. I'd call that the real opening of Pine Knob for our 52nd season.
Now, I know, you know, you're great and you love all the things 313 Presents does, but Pine Knob, this is you being from here, from Southfield. This is a place that's near and dear to your heart in particular, isn't it?
Oh, man. Well, I feel like many people in and around the area, I grew up at this venue. I scratched together whatever money that I could get and buy tickets and see all kinds of shows. And actually, in 1978, I saw the Russ Never Sleeps tour.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Yeah, and I know that Neil's actually using some of the stage set pieces from that era, which is a bit of a full circle moment for a guy like me.
Sure, and you not only, that was a show you were not only at, but you had the red jacket on, right?
Yes, indeed. I was a ranger, the least intimidating security guard that ever worked here at Pine Knob. In fact, for the Russ Never Sleeps tour, they put me backstage because, let's just say, the crowd was a little bit aggressive. We didn't have the kind of sophisticated security that we have these days. We would say we lost the house. So people streaming up and down the aisles, and, you know, probably better to let the ex-football players from Michigan and Michigan State handle security for a show like that.
Well, that'll be a nice flashback for you this summer. Tell us what's new. Every year there's something new, which I always marvel at because, you know, the place is usually in good shape, but you've got a bunch of new stuff going on this summer, so tell us about it.
Yeah, there's a handful of things that provide more convenience and just enrich the experience. SMS text messaging will complement everything that we're doing across the different social media channels. You can go to 313presents.com and kind of get on the list so you can receive text messages, and it's helpful. You know, the weather's always a little unpredictable this part of the world. There's fun things to learn about pre-sales and different artists that are showing up. We also have Premier Parking, which will provide an easier place to just put your car and to get out a little bit more quickly. It's just a simple add-on to your ticket when you go to 313presents.com or Ticketmaster. We also have an express lane, so you can actually bolt that on as well, and that'll get you into the venue a little bit more quickly when all the cars are streaming in. We are also redefining and transforming a space that was called the Copper Craft to now the Fed at Pine Knob. And Sarah Schneider, the owner of the Fed, has really done an amazing job of creating just this really vibrant atmosphere to kind of hang out before the show, during the show. Everybody's welcome. There'll be some of the food that you've come to expect at the Fed in Clarkston. We're really excited about that. So those are a few of the new things that are going on.
And this has been, you know, we're sitting here in the Fed at Pine Knob, and this space, whether it was Copper Craft or what, you know, it's been things before that. This is kind of the unsung gem, I've always felt. It's a little bit out of the fray, but you definitely feel like you're at Pine Knob.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing that is interesting about Pine Knob as a destination, there are always new places to visit and to hang out. The Treehouse by Loom, that has a little bit of a vibe that's unique. Now we have the Fed. But everybody has their own secret spot where they like to hang out before they head to the seats.
So looking at the music this summer, besides all 47 shows being worth being excited about, what do you particularly, your music, you know, more than a fan, you are deep in the music. What are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'll start with Nate Bargatze. Nate is one of the more contemporary it voices in the stand-up comedy game. You know, it's a gutsy thing for a comedian to play outside. It's a less controlled environment. I just think that's going to be a really fun night. Hootie and the Blowfish will be a little bit of a nostalgia trip for a lot of people. You have some of the classics. We haven't seen James Taylor since, I think, 21. So James and his all-star band's going to be back. Of course, you got to get excited about Dave Matthews, who is a newly, minted Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. You know, Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago will be fantastic. I'm excited about Cage the Elephant. I'm excited about Imagine Dragons. We got 47 shows. As I like to say sometimes, so much music, so little time.
Do you sit there in the 313 offices with the Live Nation people and such, figuring out, because you've got the three outdoor venues, technically four with Comerica Park, that's a different kind of story, but is it just throwing dart, like we have this show, this one goes to Pine Knob, this one goes to Michigan Lottery Amphitheater, this one goes to Meadowbrook Amphitheater? What is the science of figuring out what shows are going to go in which amphitheater?
You know, there's definitely science, but there's a lot of art that goes into it. So if you think about the three amphitheaters, plus Little Caesars Arena, plus Comerica Park, I'll begin with Little Caesars Arena and Comerica Park. It's like we have to vie for open slots on the schedule with sports teams, okay? So that's part of the calculus. Then you have the tours themselves and what do their routings look like and when do they intersect with the Midwest and do they fit in? And is it logical to be here? You might have been at Blossom the night before in Cleveland, or, you know, you may have been in Chicago. Who knows? So we just try to be very agile. I guess the other thing that kind of goes into it is what stage of life is an artist in, right? You might play at, you know, Michigan Lottery Amphitheater at Freedom Hill or at Meadowbrook because you just kind of broke free from theaters and now you're ready for the boutique 7,000, 8,000 seat amphitheaters. Maybe you're now ready for 14, 15,000 seats at Pine Knob or, you know, like Green Day or Def Leppard for the 40,000 seats that are available at Comerica Park. We just try to work really hard to curate and to put together the most diverse and vibrant and the very best schedule for, you know, a very passionate fan base in southeastern Michigan.
Well, I hope you have a good set of earplugs set up for yourself this summer because we know you're going to be busy. Howard Handler, president of 313 Presents, thanks for being here on Hello Pine Knob, and we'll see you out there partying on the lawn at various points of the summer.
Right on. Thanks, Gary.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Well, our next guest on Hello Pine Knob is Kat Sutherland from Rochester Hills, Michigan. She is the winner of the College for Creative Studies competition to design this year's Pine Knob poster, which I'm looking at just over her shoulder. Colorful, happy people rocking out on the lawn, maybe on the lawn, maybe in the seats. No mosh pits. I don't see any blood, but they all look happy. Kat, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it.
And tell me about the poster. What was the inspiration, motivation?
Yeah, so I've been to Pine Knob a lot of times in my life. It's definitely like a very fun summer experience for me, so I really wanted to highlight that, and you are correct. It was on the lawn. I'm supposed to show the people and like the pine trees in the back as the sun sets and just that overall happy experience of concert goers at Pine Knob during the summer.
Any of these people based on real people in your life, friends, family members?
Actually, no. It's just supposed to represent a wide variety of people that attend the concert venue.
Okay, I gave you a chance to score some brownie points there
with
somebody. Now, you just graduated from CCS, right?
Yes,
so
I did.
What are your goals now?
So, I mean, the goal, I'm a visual development artist, so I do like character design and background design for like animated movies. Haven't landed a job yet, but that is in the works, and I'll be applying to places like Disney and DreamWorks and, you know, hoping to land my first job there in the near future.
I was going to say, I can't wait to be in a theater and see the credit go by and see your name on there. What have you, what was your first concert at Pine Knob?
My first one, I believe, was Journey, which I don't remember exactly when that was, but yeah, that was, I think I was probably like 14 or 15 at the time.
No, was that one your parents brought you to, or was that your own
taste? It was actually my friend's parents. We all went together, and that was a wonderful experience.
What are some of the other good memories you have of shows at Pine Knob?
Florence and the Machine was my all-time favorite. I love Florence so much, so that one was definitely one that stands out in my mind, and the last one I went to was the Lumineers, which was about 2 years ago.
And I was there. That was a wonderful show. Now, does winning the posters, does this mean you just get to come to any show and hold the poster up and say, that's my name, and they'll just let you in?
I hope so. I really do.
That would be a great thing. Okay, Kat Sutherland, once again, congratulations on winning the CCS competition for this year's Pine Knob poster. It will be handed out, the first show it will be handed out at is June 6th at Hootie and the Blowfish. Kat may be here. You can find her and meet her and congratulate her. And if she's not, I didn't say that. But Kat, congratulations again.
Thank you so
much. And we look forward to seeing your name in some movie credits soon.
I hope so. Thank you.
Our next guest on Hello Pine Knob is Sarah Schneider. She is the owner of the Fed in Clarkson and now is going to be operating the Fed at Pine Knob in the site of the former Coppercraft Lounge one of the, I've always felt this was a underappreciated area. It's like the hidden gem of the facility. Tell me how this deal came about. The Fed, of course, had a place at the Treehouse last year, but now you're over here. Yeah. How did this happen?
Yeah, so we had talked about this years ago, and I definitely said if it ever becomes available, we are interested. Because I believe the same thing, that this was like totally underrated and a diamond in the rough. And I was like, I need to get my hands on that place. I can do something special over there. Not that it wasn't, you know, great, but I think it just needed the lights turned on, like Howard said.
I wanted to interject about that. Talk about the way you approach the appearance here, because we're sitting in the Fed at Pine Knob now, and it is noticeably brighter, and there's tables with umbrellas, and there's a different feel here. Yeah. So what were you going for?
I was like, okay, if you're going to a concert, what are you feeling? Like, it's exciting, it's fun, you want to have a great time. I mean, that is kind of one thing about the Fed is that when people come in for dinner, we never know who's walking through the door. They're not necessarily celebrating something, you know, maybe they're going through a hard time, or maybe they've come from, you know, something not so pleasant. But I feel like when you're coming to a concert, you are coming to have fun. You're coming to like leave everything in the parking lot and come through these doors and like have a great time. So I was like, this place needs to be fun. It needs to be light and bright and lively. And so we literally painted almost everything. It is going to be a process over time. I want it to evolve over time. Like, eventually I do actually want to do something with the actual pavilion here, but we could only do, you know, so much. And then also that's a challenge for me. It's great. Like, it's a challenge to have to work with what's here and make it wonderful and make it great. And then, I think we totally, like, were able to succeed in at least making it feel good to people. Like, it feels good. And at night, it is, like, 100 times better. It all glows pink. So we put in all of these uplights, landscape lighting that we can control and change the color. And I think we've pretty much decided on pink because it gives it like this gorgeous, beautiful glow, and everyone glows who's in here. So I changed every single light bulb under here. Every single light bulb was changed to a warm white instead of like fluorescent. Because who looks good in a fluorescent light? No one. There isn't one person.
The metal crowds.
Yeah. Maybe, but they want to look good too, you know. So yeah, all underneath. Like we came in and we just changed everything. Brought in the umbrellas. I kind of wanted like a chic, like you're on the rooftop of a super chic boutique hotel. All we're missing is the pool. But you know, we're going to a concert. So
that's on the future plan, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see spaces you could have
them,
a pool.
Wait till they tell them I want to put a pool in.
And I know too, you know, and you can hear the energy as you talk about it. This is both a project and a place that's kind of near and dear to your heart,
sure,
isn't it? The Fed being the road, you being from here.
Yeah, it's in our backyard. It is up the road. Like a lot of our business at the Fed is based around in the summer when there's a concert. You know, if there's a concert on a Tuesday, we heard slamming and jamming. And we get the concert goers before and after. And then to be able to like actually be here and in the mix is all the much better. And yeah, we grew up coming here. This was my first concert. This is James's first concert. It's our kids' first concert.
Okay, what was your first concert here?
My first, Paula Abdul and Color Me Bad. Which
I actually remember. I actually remember
yeah,
this show.
And then we also have live music at the Fed 5 days a week. We believe in local music, local musicians. It's really become a part of the Fed DNA is music. And so for us, this makes like sense. This is just on a whole nother level and scale. And we've talked about bringing some of our like local musicians in to play in the space, which they've already said is okay. And I think it'd be great. You know, so yeah, it really is. Like I had to pinch myself. Like the Treehouse is amazing and wonderful, but we're now painting our name on the wall. And I also have to tell you that I don't take that lightly. So that also comes with like a big weight on our shoulders of like, okay, we're putting our name on the wall. Now this has to be like really amazing.
Well, you mentioned the painting on the outside. It's not going to be hard to find this place.
No.
But there's something special there, too, in terms of who's creating it. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we had, Ryan Shiner, she's now Ryan Kelly. She is the art teacher at Springfield Plains Elementary in Clarkston, but she's now the whole art director for the whole district. And she painted our eagle in our back alley at the Fed. And it's wonderful and amazing. If you've had a chance to see it, or if you haven't, you should check it out. She painted that, and then Olivia Polahutsky, hopefully I'm not botching the pronunciation. It's said nothing like it's spelled. She is a student at CCS, which I wish I would have remembered to mention earlier. But anyway, she's a student at CCS, and she works at the Fed, as well as her boyfriend, Zach, is our bar manager. So they're like family. These people are family to us. She's a muralist, Ryan's a muralist, and they had never met each other before this. And I was like, I want you to do the mural. Ryan, I want you to do the mural. Olivia, I want you to do the mural. There's one whole stipulation in this, and that's you have to do it together. And I was really thinking, is this risky? Like, what if one artist is like, I'm not working with another artist, or, you know, but they were like, great. Let's do it. And they're super close. They have become like really close over this. I knew they would get along wonderfully, and it worked out. And they've done a great job. They've been up here every night till midnight. I was up here last night helping them paint, which was super fun.
Nice.
We had our own little party.
So that's great. Just another piece of the Fed DNA that's part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great summer out here. Sarah Schneider, thank you for being here on Hello Pine Knob. And this has been the first episode of Season 3 of Hello Pine Knob. I'm your host, Gary Graff. Watch out for more episodes of Hello Pine Knob at 313presents.com or wherever you get your podcasts. See you out on the line.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.